Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm going to talk about how much you can engineer your retirement plan, how scientific you can make it. And I'm referring to some of the analysis that goes into thinking about how to live off your money, how to set up an income stream, how to structure your investments. We get questions about this from our clients. They are curious about how we view some of these techniques, and they're out there. People come across different approaches or ideas about thinking about retirement plans all the time. I recently heard of guardrails. You know, I went and checked it out. It didn't really resonate with me, but this is an idea that's popped up in a few different blogs, I believe, that are somewhat prominent. Of course, Monte Carlo simulation. This is another whole aspect of planning for retirement. We get requests for these, though not all that much. We still have clients that are interested in that. It's an industry standard. And my view on Monte Carlo doesn't really do much for me. I don't think it has a big impact on how I view plans. There's just something about it that I'm not comfortable with. But back then, when this was rolled out, it was explained to me that people are going to be interested in these and that we should provide them. They would model hundreds and thousands of different scenarios, produce a wide range of outcomes, and these outcomes would provide a statistical probability of success of a retirement plan. And it kind of made sense to me, but I could never really see the scenarios, which bothered me a bit. I assume that they're available in some programs, but I assume the models are doing what they need to do to show how random events can impact outcomes. That's what they do. That's their job, right? Now, the longer I work at this and interact with clients, the less faith I put into these programs. I've really given up on cause and effect in market performance and market dynamics. I just don't see it. I don't see trends from which we can draw conclusions on what will happen in the short run. Some of the people that I've been influenced by, for example, big influence, John Bogle, has shared a very important message that nobody knows what's going to happen, what the markets are going to do, not tomorrow, not the next 3 years, 5 years, or 10 years. I don't believe there are patterns that you can use to develop a framework for managing your money necessarily or for withdrawals, other than to be broadly diversified, keep your expenses low, and expect growth in the long run. What's most important to me is that a plan uses, generally speaking, conservative estimates for future growth and a realistic understanding of how people will spend their money in retirement or in the future. When you combine those considerations into your investment plan and you integrate them with your investment biases, your comfort and attitude towards investing, I think this is the best way to develop a plan and have some confidence in it. Really struggle with how analytical and how scientific some of the approaches are that come across. Now, I think this is unsatisfying for some, even some of our clients, who would prefer to try to carve out or design a plan or engineer what they can. I prefer an approach that might be best described as a bit more artistic than engineered or scientific.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.